Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 54. Thank you so much for downloading. This week, we have some fun at the expense of cell phone carriers. Plus, we're joined by DJ Champion, a live Sonic session that will absolutely blow your mind.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. You know how it seems like cell phone rate plans are getting more and more convoluted all the time? I figured we'd have a little fun with that. What I'm going to do, I'm going to phone one cell phone dealer and get them to explain the rate plan to me. But then I'm going to interrupt them and put them on hold and see if I can't get another cell phone dealer on the line, at which point I will conference the two of them and see how long it takes them to figure out what's what.
Thank you for calling Bell City Center. Brittany speaking.
Hi, I'm looking to get some more details on some of your phone plans and stuff. My plan just expired. I'm just kind of looking for something new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's hard to actually explain over the phone.
Well, hang on a sec. Tell you what, let me grab my bill and I can tell you what I'm getting now, and I want something kind of similar.
Okay.
Just hang on, I'm just going to grab it, okay?
Yep.
All right, and now to get the second cell phone dealer on the line.
Smart Communications, Kenan speaking.
This is Telus?
Yeah.
I'm looking to get a new phone, and I was just wondering if you could explain some of the plans here.
Sure. I can try my best.
Actually, just hang on a sec. I'll put you through to my wife.
Okay.
Hang on. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry, can you hold for 1 second?
Hello?
Hi, can you hold on for 1 second? Sorry.
Yep. Ooh, see, I wasn't expecting to be put on hold here. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get a third cell phone dealer on the line. Hang on.
Thank you for calling Bell Chinook Center. It's Jason speaking.
Yeah, I was just hoping you could tell me a little bit about some of your smartphone plans. I'm looking for something with data and voice, hopefully with lots of weekends.
With lots of weekends?
Now, we get them all on the line at the same time and see what happens.
Hello?
And then you can add on your bundles.
Hello?
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 Hello, hi.
Hi.
Were you wanting to ask questions about rate plans?
Well, regular phones start at $35.
Pardon me?
It's for a plan. Smartphones start at $50.
Sorry, I was just actually talking with someone else and I switched over.
I was told that you wanted to ask questions about rate plans. You're talking to a Telus dealer.
Oh, okay, no, this must be a completely wrong number. Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Subscribe to the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Get it on iTunes. And because the internet's the bomb, you can pick it up at LaneMitchell.com. Be sure to look at some porn. Some dirty, filthy porn. Some really dirty, dirty, filthy, filthy, filthy porn. Sonic.
Hey, did you watch the closing ceremonies?
Oh, I had to work. But I still got to watch the game and have a good time. I work at a little pub.
I'm hearing mixed reviews about the closing ceremonies. I thought it was really cool. You know, I like the Michael Bublé thing. I like the, dancing beavers and floating mooses and all of that kind of thing.
But what was up with Avril Lavigne?
I thought all of their music choices were a little bizarre. Nickelback seemed like just a sort of obvious choice. I guess I can see that. Headley, I was kind of like, really? And then when Alanis Morissette came out, I was like, she's still alive? Like, that was kind of my initial reaction. I like Alanis Morissette. And it looks like she takes pretty good care of herself, hey?
Yeah, she's looking good. Ryan Reynolds will be a little bit bummed.
Yeah, you know, if she didn't look so much like Anthony Kiedis, I would go so far as to say she's hot. I posted a little side-by-sidesies. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. She's a good-looking lady, that's fine, but she does kind of look like Anthony Kiedis, and that kind of spooks me.
Yeah, you know, if you wouldn't have pointed it out, I would have gone through life without seeing the connection, but...
Okay, one more thing, Teal. Was it just me or was Alanis lisping? All of her S's sounded like SH's. You know, like she would pronounce her name like Alanis Morissette?
I don't know, I didn't catch that, to be honest.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, I'm actually calling to confirm Alanis's lisp.
Yeah.
Like when she was saying destined, she was going destined.
Okay, my ears still work. That's a good thing.
Hey, it's Kristen. I have to say that I agree with you that the hip was definitely overlooked, but I turned to my husband in like 2 bars of her singing and said, does she have a lisp now?
It was like she had a retainer.
braces or something because she has a list and she never had one before.
Yeah, like I would think if you've got Invisalign or, you know, again, if you've got a retainer or something, that you might take it out when you're singing for more than 5 million people. Like that would just be a rule I would make for myself.
Sonic 1029.
Okay, you saw Alanis Morissette, right? Do you think she looks like Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh my God. She kind of does, especially if she had really short hair.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever dated a friend's sister?
Boy, it's happened.
You know, and then there's that moment, you know, where you're moving in for the kill, you're going there for the kiss, and then all of a sudden, just for a second, you see your friend's face, and you kind of, whoa! See, that's what I get from Alanis Morissette. I see her and I go, oh, she's very beautiful. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my, whoa.
Yeah, like if you, it was just her and it got kind of dark and you're in bed and all of a sudden you just were like, the wrong lighting. And
take me to the place I love.
Oh dear God.
Exactly.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Haley, what did you think of the musical choices for the closing ceremonies? What did you think of the bands?
I was just, you know, I'm kind of surprised they didn't have somebody like Dallas Green close the ceremonies. I think he would have done a really, really good job.
Yeah, see, he seems like he'd be a good choice for a Canadian performer. Like, I'm not a Tragically Hip fan. I'm very upfront about that. But, I mean, there is very little that is more Canadian than the Tragically Hip. Like, the Maple Leaf, I think, aspires to one day be as Canadian as the Tragically Hip.
Kind of feel you on that, the whole like red, white, and Tragically Hip, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were saying like Alanis Morissette, surprised she's alive, I kind of went that about Avril Lavigne. Like, oh wow, you're not dead yet? Wow, check that out.
Well, I mean, same with Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Even though she speaks fluent Canadian, like
Canadianese. Which it,
yeah, exactly, which is neither French nor English. It's Fringlish or Franglais, as we like to call it in French immersion school. I think most people would go, she's Canadian when she walks up there.
Yeah, they can't really place her. One of those mysterious little floating entities that somehow relates to us very significantly.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't wear her Canadianism on her sleeve the way so many performers do.
I feel that.
I'm just saying that I'm surprised the Olympics didn't recruit that caliber of talent. Shania Twain, like, is Shania Twain still making music?
I don't know. She lives in Sweden, I think. No. Switzerland? I don't know. Like,
yeah. It's a place where the cheese has holes. That's all I know.
Definitely.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Marlene, did you see the cover of the Edmonton Sun today?
No.
There's a picture of Kevin Martin and Shannon Sabados.
Okay.
Sabados.
The goalie, yes.
It says, heroes welcomed.
Yeah.
Are they heroes?
Heroes. Sure.
Like I would say they are ambassadors for our city. They're role models for our children. These are important people. Are they heroes, though?
Sure, they could be heroes. Sure,
tell you what, let me look up the definition of hero, okay?
Yeah, I guess I should.
A man distinguished by exceptional courage, nobility, and strength.
Wow.
First of all, it says a man, and that's a man and a woman, so it'd be hero and heroine welcomed.
True.
But also, did they show exceptional courage?
Yeah, that's the one word in there that gets me, courage.
What about strength?
Strength, sure. They trained, didn't they?
Like, really throwing a curling rock? That takes a lot of strength.
Well, I'm sure that they have to work out somewhat, don't they?
Can I ask you something, Marlene? Have you ever curled before?
I threw one rock.
Oh, so I've got a hero right here with me on the telephone. Look at that.
Yoo-hoo.
Not every day you talk to a hero. You know, we're so proud of Kevin Martin and Shannon Sabados, but heroes? Let's save hero for the guy who rescues the baby out of the burning building.
That's definitely a hero.
Somebody just got a little liberal with the thesaurus, is all I'm saying.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, man. Funniest thing, Ashley. I was reading through, like, an industry sort of trade website.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an article about a DJ in Saskatoon. A guy I used to know, actually. I used to work with him. Who went by the name of DJ T-Bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he has now trademarked the name DJ T-Bone because there's another guy, also in Saskatoon, who also wants to call himself DJ T-Bone.
What?
It's like radio people. They're all fighting to use the same name.
Now you're just lean.
Just I want to be T-Bone. No, I want to be T-Bone.
Hold on. What would your DJ name be if you were going to be like... take on another persona?
Oh, well, Lane is my other DJ name. My birth name's actually Shotgun. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, it's Shotgun, really?
Yeah. Like, that's the name my mother gave me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because, you know, I shot out of her womb, presumably.
Oh. Good stuff.
There's a whole bunch of names like that. Like, I don't know, there's always a coach. You notice that?
Oh, yeah, or like Ace or something.
There's a stuntman.
Oh, yeah.
There's a crash.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of crashes, isn't there?
Oh, it's crazy.
I bet you if we phoned around, I bet we could find like 10 guys named Crash.
In the Edmonton area, I think we might find a few, but like if we go like all out, we find a couple hundred crashes. I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Clear Channel Radio. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Crash.
Crash, he is on the air right now, but I can transfer you to his voicemail.
So there is a Crash that works there then?
Yes, he works for WRXL-FM.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, is Crash there, please?
This is he.
Oh, Crash?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Q104, Michelle speaking.
Hello, Michelle. My name is Lane. I'm looking for Crash.
Oh, he is not here anymore. He's been gone for about a year now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll bet you miss him, eh?
I do.
Oh, he's up to his wacky stunts, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Does that sound like him?
Yes.
Like shenanigans, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. No, he's actually back in Winnipeg now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Good afternoon, CBS Radio Boston.
Yes, I'm looking for Crash, please.
Sure, one moment, please.
Please leave your name and a message.
Hmm.
Good afternoon, the Ocean and Jack FM.
Yes, I'm looking for Crash.
Crash, yeah, he's left for the day. And you want his voicemail?
You know what, that's okay. Tell you what, would you do me a favor and just tell him that Shotgun called?
Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
All right, welcome to the Sonic Music Listener Lounge, everybody. My name's Lane Mitchell, and this is Champion and his G-Strings.
Touch what you've seen in the deep.
of all horizons, I could reach your ear. So far, I need to free. Yeah, I just wanna let me go. Let me go to Rio. Cross where to be is not to be. When the question is how far you wish to see,
was perfect in between. That was incredible. If you're listening at home, you're probably thinking, okay, well, there's what, 3-4 guitars sampled? No, those are all live players here.
No samples.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's incredible. We've got like 7 musicians in here. I mean, it kind of looks like a Metallica garage sale or something.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you start off, Champion, by introducing your band to us?
Okay, so here we have Fetze. I can't say first guitar because they are all first guitarist. So, Fetz, Barry, Jean-Luc, and Seb, Sebastian, and Louis on bass. And we have Pilou, which Pierre Philippe, the singer.
Well, how did you get started in music? I'm kind of interested in DJing and that kind of thing myself right now. And, you know, all of that gear is readily available, but you've been at this a long time, and a lot of that stuff wasn't available when you got started. Like, starting off in electronic music, you couldn't just go out and, you know, buy turntables for scratching and, you know, that type of thing.
Actually, I started my DJ career as a live act. So no DJing. I was playing with Atari computers, you know, the old stuff, like before real computers. And I've always been interested in composition. And slowly I got into DJing. And we were talking together earlier. The good thing about DJing is that you stop playing the music. You are using the music. So you don't have to be shy to play a country song or a punk song or a techno or a disco. You're not actually playing it. You're using it. So it opens up your mind.
Well, I mean, musicians do all kinds of interesting things, you know, to pay the bills just to, you know, until the touring and the, you know, album sales and that type of thing start to take off. I understand you used to write commercial jingles.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's real good. You know, before I was talking about the good thing about DJing is that you learn how to use music instead of be identify to or punk or metal or country or whatever. And as a composer for jingles, you have to do the same thing. You know, it's not your personal taste that have the, well, of course, your personal taste, but, you know, old French cancan means something. It's an image. Country is an image. Punk is another image. And you have to use music as pictures and not as style or hairstyle or kind of people. You know, it's a totally different use of music. And that, I think everybody, all musicians should go through this to become a composer. Because from that time, you stop identifying yourself as a punk or a rocker or whatever. Music is all there, the whole music, and you have to use it to make it your own.
Well, I realize that you're Montreal based, but have you written any jingles that we might recognize? Anything for any commercials or?
We did a lot of Bell Canada. You know, I don't know if you remember the first time we saw the woman that speaks. When you call Bell Canada, hello, this is Bell Canada, and it was a round white chair, that was us. But that was the biggest things we've done, yeah, the okay. Bell Canada campaign.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming in. We've got another song we're going to get to here, Alive
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a Sonic Session with Champion and his G-Strings.
you're driving me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again so much for coming in.
All right, thanks for having us. Anytime.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Gardner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.